How's everything? I mean, I guess one by one, like what's happening in your lives right now? Like, what's resonating right now?
This is an unpopular opinion, but I have to say that 2020 is a really great year.
Oh my God. That's amazing. That's amazing. That's amazing.
I mean,
Why? Why?
it's just perspective, you know, at least in my personal perspective, I feel like there's just been so much growth. And in the same way, I'm able to appreciate all parts of the roller coaster, you know, the loop-de-loops and everything. And I think that's why I can say that it is a really great year, because whether it sucks, I mean, you know, it's sucking and not sucking is a perspective thing, I believe.
Everything is relative.
Really true. Yeah, Mikey and I talk about this all the time because we have been, I mean, like, there are really shitty parts, but like there's some really like amazing parts, and I think the amazingness has vastly outweighed like all the not so amazing situations, you
Yeah.
know.
I'm curious, like, what specifically, what are like the amazing parts for you guys, or like what are the other parts that are, you know, like I guess the learnings from the challenges?
I've realized that amazing doesn't have to be like this big thing. You know, we're always trying to chase after something big and something that will stimulate us in a different way. But I think what 2020 has taught me is to find the amazingness in all the small things in life. You know, I can be so appreciative of finding a butterfly in my garden, you know, that small, or just seeing like a really nice cloud in the sky. And for me, that's already my day is made, you know?
That's amazing. That's amazing. How about you, Sher?
That's living.
Yeah, that's
It really
living.
is living.
Very Eckhart Tolle.
This. Yeah,
So.
it's also like being able to tap into creative energy, which I never really got to do. And I was like, Mikey and I were talking about this, and we had an episode about creativity and being creators, you know. And like me, I never thought of myself as a creator or someone creative, but this has been really so eye-opening for me, and it's been so great, really great, and happy, you know. That
Yeah.
part of it's been really
Yeah, it's
good.
been really nice to like be able to come up with something together. We never thought that we would get into the path of creating a podcast, but here we are. I mean, here you guys are too, right?
It's fun.
It's fun.
It's really
But
fun.
guys, can we give whoever's listening or has to hear these things context? Tell us a little bit about who each of you are, para they get how your journey led to, like you said, energy and these new perspectives
Sure.
and seeing those quote unquote silver linings.
Where should we start? Cher, do you want to start our story, our dance story?
Is it our, do we start with our dance story, or do we
I guess
start with
so.
like our
The
self?
Oh, well, okay, let's start with the
the
self.
self and shout, yeah.
Ooh, that's a big one. Okay.
Yeah, that's actually, it is a big one.
Go ahead, Cher.
Me? Okay. So I teach indoor cycling, and I also never actually would have imagined myself being an instructor of any kind of fitness activity of any sort, because I've always been kind of like I've shied away from like the being the center of attention, but something just called me, you know, and I found myself there. So until now, I still teach. We teach on Zoom and we do videos on demand and stuff. But I am, how do I describe myself? I'm a searcher, a wanderer. I love music. I love snacks. I'm just someone who likes to absorb as much of the world as I can, I think is like a thing to a way to describe me. I'm short hair Cher right now. I just became this version of me again. I used to have short hair, and then I just cut my hair 2 days ago.
Looks
So it's been a
great.
lot of
Looks great,
fun.
though.
Thank you.
Sounds like
Yeah.
we're from the same soul group, no, Mikey? What do you
Yeah.
think?
Oh, for sure. For sure, we are.
Yeah. long lost, distant, like eons and eons ago. Yeah, yeah, I'm sure there's a connection there somewhere.
100%.
But yeah, I love to dance and I love to just discover things, explore the world, and that's how I think Mikey and I forged this beautiful little creation, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And friendship.
Nice.
And friendship, of course. That's the first and most important part of it.
Actually, listening to Cher now, it's just so funny because I feel like we're so much of the same person. We're both, I mean, for one, we're both Sagittarius, and we're born like, I mean, our birthdays are 7 days apart, and we're so alike in personality and in the way that we like to view the world and the way we like to explore also. And I would also say that I'm a discoverer, an explorer. I've been a creative in, I guess, the formal sense all my life. I've been in graphic design and architecture and product design, I mean, name it, and I've probably tried it. I'm an architect by profession, but I would like to describe myself now more as a creative in general, because I don't like to limit myself to one medium, because creativity is just this vast universe of so many different things. I mean, you can't contain creativity as just one label, you know? Creativity can even just be making a decision, right? So a lot of my soul searching and my growth came from the realms of creativity, but I really tuned in with my spirituality, I would say 2 years ago. Like the clearest moment was when I first tried Kundalini Yoga with Madonna, which is probably, I don't know, maybe where we connected.
For sure, yeah. Sari, with Sari, yeah.
Yeah. So I was at that point of transition in my life, my Saturn returns, we'd say. Like, I think I was about 28. I just moved back to the Philippines from Italy, and I was like, who am I, you know, identity crisis, and really got into the self-work from there. And I think it just all developed, I don't know, though, I'll jump from Kundalini Yoga to surfing, because surfing was also another really big point in that. And I think that's where I really found myself and aligned with who I am. And that also led me into so many other beautiful things like dance. And when I discovered ecstatic dance, I told Cher, I was like, man, this is something that we should be doing in the Philippines. Because Cher also came from Burning Man a year before that. So we were kind of like riding the same wave. We were on the same life path somehow. And we just resonated. We were like, you know, let's just go and start a dance. And I would say that's where our story started as Wild Seed.
That's amazing.
That's super cool. What is ecstatic dance?
Please enlighten this Tito, this guy.
Sure. Well, ecstatic dance is...
Don't hate, Nikki.
I just said enlighten this Tito. I'm a Tito too, man.
We all have Titos and Titas in us.
Yeah.
True.
Ecstatic dance is just like a formal way of saying, like... Ecstatic dance is like dancing while no one is watching, but with other people doing it. So it's like a sober dance party, I would say. You know, everyone kind of dances when no one's looking. Maybe if you're dancing in your car or in your shower.
Would you say a life dance could be ecstatic dance?
What's a life dance?
The way one would maneuver around cultural differences, different types of scenarios. Could that be a dance?
I think it would be a dance in its own way.
Yeah, anything can be a dance.
Yeah.
Like that, yeah.
No, I would say the heart of what ecstatic dance is that you're finding the rhythm in everything that you do. Whether it's...
Flow.
Yeah, it's that state of flow, right? That's something that we try to honor and, I would say, maybe invoke in a dance floor. And we create that space for people to just be themselves and to feel that flow state without feeling judged or without having all these preconceptions of what dance is.
How do I sign up?
What?
You can do it right now, man.
You can dance right wherever now. You are. Yeah, we'll play some music and then you can just boogie.
Hey, Snap, we're going to have a dance in Alabang soon.
Yeah.
Join us.
Mikey, let me know.
In the park. Yeah.
Do you know the secret trails that they have now in Alabang?
Yeah, the bike trail.
Yeah. Cher found a spot.
Found a really cool garden, like, but I don't know actually if it's someone's property or what, so I'm gonna have to figure out first the situation. But it's really cool, so hopefully we're gonna do like a little thing there.
Yes,
so
I'd wing it, and if the guards arrive and say you can't do this, oh my god, I'm so sorry. We were just dancing.
Yeah.
No, really.
Actually, that's true.
I do it on a weekday. Let me know. I wanna.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're thinking afternoon and a weekday, like
share the o'clock. Energy.
We did that recently in Cuenca Park.
Yeah.
How was that?
So cool.
How was that? Like in this, I guess. I mean, the last time you guys did the ecstatic dance was before the pandemic, and now that we're in the pandemic, like, how was the, what was it like? I'm sure there was a difference. Like, did it feel more cathartic, or like, what was the experience like?
Well, for me, it was just so nice to dance with someone again, because I always have like dance parties at home. I just put on some music and I just like move. It's funny because my kuya, there was one time he's like, what do you listen to make your arms move that way? Because I just like move around at home. But it was really nice to be that. And it was the first time Mikey and I saw each other in person since lockdown. So it was really fun to just like be in the same space together. It was funny because we were dancing, so we were outdoors, so we didn't wear our masks because we felt like it was safe naman because open air, we weren't even close to each other, but like a guard came and told us that we had to wear masks. So I mean, the restrictions were still kind of, they're still there, but I mean, once you get into that dance zone, all of those things kind of just disappear, you know, and you're just in the music and you just feel good. So it's just a lot of fun. And it's really nice. The thing about ecstatic dance is it's nice because everyone's sober. So you know how sometimes you're at a club or at a party or something, you don't know where everyone is because like maybe some people are drinking more or whatever, right? So you don't know where everyone's like level is. But when everyone's sober, you know everyone's at the same level. And then you kind of like go up like with the music, with the energy that you feel in this space. You can really feel that energy build and you can feel that ecstasy. It's really ecstasy and it's natural. And you're like, how did I get here? You know? And it's just, it's amazing. I don't know, Nikki, if you want to share like how you felt when you joined the dance.
It was a really interesting experience because I've been to like ecstatic dances a couple of years before, but in the States. So that was different because like when I joined it, everyone was really in it. Like they were already, the self-consciousness wasn't there. So it's easy to ride that wave. Like, oh yeah, just go crazy. Everyone's going crazy. But I guess when I was late there, I remember I was late when I got the Wild Seed ecstatic dance. And there were a lot of people like all out, but there were also people who were still easing their way in. And I found myself like, I thought I'd jump right into it immediately, but I found myself like sitting first by the wall and like just kind of bouncing. Cause like, you're right, it builds. Like it's a progression. And I admit, I did feel self-conscious cause I could see people I knew. Cause I think there's a lot of, I guess, liberation when you're anonymous. You know, you can like, whatever, I don't care. I can just dance. But here there were a lot of people I knew and I was like, wow, these people have never seen me dance. Like, am I gonna just go crazy? So like, it was a process, but I loved it. Cause you could really see when I started to become more vulnerable, more open, my movements started getting bigger, that even the others were getting infected. You know, like you're like, all right, like he's moving, I'm gonna move. And then, well, Anna, it's like, you really get into a high. You know, like it's own high. You can't compare it to any drug, I think. because it's so pure, it's so visceral, and you're really feeding off each other. And the music, this crown spinning, and with like what's her name, Corinne was boy was doing all her sound bowls. So parang it was really like it for me, it wasn't just like a physical experience. It's a very spiritual experience. Because you're with a lot of strangers, with a lot of acquaintances and friends, but you kind of become just this one big organism moving together. And it's the best, really. I think that's when you can really say that the oneness, you know, it's palpable.
Collective consciousness.
And it becomes, the collective consciousness transforms into this real thing through music.
Because it's in the flow state.
Exactly, exactly.
Imagine collective consciousness in the flow state. My God.
Yeah, and feeling it in your physical body, you know? And then seeing it reflected onto other people. I mean, other people are, you're just all mimicking each other and feeding off of each other's energies. It's, wow, I'm getting goosebumps right now thinking about it.
It's the best, it's the best. Like, I remember, I of course, like I did, during the quarantine, at the height of it, I don't know if you guys have heard of Daloy, dance group. Yeah. So Aya is a friend, and she was like, hey, why don't you join? We have like these experimental dances where it's sort of the ecstatic dance, but of course you were on Zoom, and then they would kind of like give like these cues, but very like metaphoric clues to like sort of like translate them into like animal movements. And it was very similar. And I think like, you know, I think dancing should be a must for people. Because it really teaches you something about yourself and like the way you relate to other people, the way you move. And it's really healing to like, like some movements, like you're just like opening up your chest, your heart center, right? And sometimes like your sacral chakra is like on like going crazy because you're just moving a certain way, right? Like it's pretty mind-blowing stuff. It's such a simple thing, right?
Yeah. And it's so naturally human, you know? I mean, all throughout human history, we dance to celebrate, to be together. And there are even videos of babies dancing to music. I mean, or you've seen, witnessed a baby dance to music. And that just means that we have that inner rhythm already within us. And it's just about relearning that or tapping into it again.
I think that's what the Great Reset is forcing. Nikki and a few other guys, Raf, I don't know if you've seen the other podcasts, we talk about how the lockdown forced us all to do self-reflection. And through platforms like Zoom, YouTube, it created a reverse veil. It gave people a channel to share their light without inhibitions, because you're not as guarded versus when you're in front of someone and you're not sure about their energy, so you kind of reserve. Versus the camera and then the comfort level, the people you're with, really is a reverse veil. The social contract is, Nikki, I don't know if we'll edit this up, but the social contract is what is protected by the veil of secrecy, but everyone who's doing stuff like this is contributing to that reversed veil.
Yeah. It's a nice way of looking at technology also, that instead of it being against us, that we're using it as a tool of ascension, of evolving consciousness.
Ang ganda ng wording na yan.
It's our friend. I mean, it was created for a reason, right? That, you know, technology was created by man for a good reason, for sure. There's always good intent with everything that we create. We just have to like find it and tune into that, which is what we're doing now. I love it.
And I think I moved to La Union 3 weeks ago, and it's kind of like a bubble here. So the community is small and tight-knit, and of course, you know, there are more gatherings because everyone knows they're safe. But I think that, you know, like, it took me a while to sort of adapt to another new normal. But I realized that, like, conversations like this, which we haven't really had prior to the pandemic, I thought we'd only have them sporadically, but this one becomes sort of regular, diba? Like, I felt like it sort of prepared me even more for face-to-face conversations. To skip the small talk and kind of like dig a bit deeper pa. And I think like it's made my encounters here like so like way richer, way
more real,
diba? And parang even if there's vulnerability and awkwardness pa rin, parang it's like it's okay, diba? It takes time, diba? Like mm-hmm. with ecstatic dance, there is self-consciousness, but it eventually fades, and eventually you get over that. But it is part of it, because if not, then parang it kind of diminishes the beauty of life. Like you need the difficulty to appreciate the beauty. You need the darkness for the light, right? I mean, we wouldn't get to this conversation if it weren't for the pandemic. I mean, like fine, the pandemic is, you know, it has cost a lot of lives and jobs. But I mean, you know, like even like moving that reality aside, like what is the silver lining? The connection. You know, mm-hmm. like being able to connect this way. And really, I honestly don't think we'll have this conversation face to face unless we were super drunk or super high. You know what I mean?
Mikey and I would sometimes we don't even have to say it. And then
just get deep into it.
Yeah, but yeah. I mean, like, I get if you're with your like tribe, it's easy. But
yeah,
like, when you're with
like us, like, Nikki, and I bet if we met, invite me, please.
You're
invited.
Please take a video. Please take a video. Snap.
Oh, come on.
And I'll join. I'll join too. I'll join. Like,
I'll only do that so to take a video.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That'll be so much fun. I'm really excited.
It's going to happen for sure.
Yeah, and it's
going to
happen.
We also talked to Ivy Kohanko, who's another soul tribe.
I was listening to your podcast. And Ivy, it's funny, she's my cousin. But I only got close to her in the wedding of my sister.
Oh, no way.
Before that, actually, because I met up with her. We were both in Japan together. And she's been in the States for years before that. So she's a different age group. She's younger than me. So, you know, parang she'd hang out with Kiara, my sister. So we wouldn't hang out. But when we hung out in Japan, I realized, man, we're like kindred spirits.
Yeah.
Yeah. Diba? And then we bumped into each other after the wedding. We did not plan. We saw each other in Lisbon and we just hung out. And it's just really, you know, same, very parallel journeys. And like, that's why when I saw your podcast, I was like, damn, like, it's super cool that she's sharing it with the world.
She's so great. Yeah. I'm so happy that she shared it too, because she said she's never shared those stories.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? But, you know, these are moments of epiphany that need to be shared.
Exactly.
Right?
But it's so cool.
It's great,
like,
though. Yeah.
Yeah, I love what you guys are doing with your podcast. And I love how, especially like the ones on Instagram that you post about, like, just the videos of your travels. Like, it's such a...
The costumes, my God. Yeah. That is so good. And, like, no retake. Super real, diba?
Yeah.
It was so much fun. And it was funny because we were walking around Molito and then people were making a picture with us. And they were like, ano meron? And we're like, wala lang.
You're bringing joy during a time where everyone's just, like, worried about uncertainty.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, really, that's, I think, what brings, that's our driving force.
Yeah, you know? And that's really who we are, you know, and that's the core of, I think, our authenticity and also what we bring to Wild Scene is that we try to find ways to make things more fun and also more mindful at the same time. So it's about being present in the moment, but also trying to find the joy in all of that, you know, bringing out that joy because it exists in everything that we do. So it's about bringing that out in the smallest and the biggest ways. And it's just so fun. I mean, just wearing a T-Rex and banana costume around is already like... it puts smiles on people's faces, right?
Kaya pala
and our own faces.
Kaya pala busy si Mikey. She was like, I was busy today. I was like, oh, okay. I get it.
Busy being a fruit.
Shut up. It's like if someone messaged us while we were looking at the stars that night. You remember in Tanay? The lazy boy, we were all just there.
Yeah,
man. They didn't message us that time.
Busy living life.
I'm curious though, like Mikey and Cher. Like, I mean, I completely resonate with, you know, trying to share the light and the joy. But I guess for those that are struggling now, so with the listeners who are struggling with this pandemic, with life. Like, I guess maybe you could give, like, share a story about how a difficult experience, like, you were able to sort of, like, shift that into something positive and so, or, like, make it into a learning experience. Because, like, I think now people are trying to find that source of hope, eh? You know? Like, maybe you guys could share a story of, like, an experience you guys had.
Sure. I mean, I don't mean to shameless plug, but our last episode, episode 10, we talk about the way it's that not... sparkles need a nap. And we talk about shadow work, really, in a way that is a little more digestible, because shadow work is a really difficult concept and something difficult for you to really go through. But it was something real that really happened that week. You know, Cher was having a really difficult week, and we decided to go on record to talk about it, to talk about the difficulties of, yeah, what she, you know, the emotional issues that she was trying to figure out. And it was just so nice that we could share that in a podcast episode, you know, and share everything in a real way and also a very poetic way. So, and in that sense, also, we were just sharing the love and being able to share how we really are with each other and how we cope, how we, I don't know, how we just appreciate being vulnerable. And I think how that can change, that can be something good for everyone, you know. But there's so many things. There's one thing also that I'd want Cher to share about that Mozart thing. When you sent your friend the Mozart song and she was having a hard time.
My friend who was having a hard time and I sent the Mozart song.
Yeah, you remember that.
I don't even remember. You know what the thing is? Like, all the days now are just, like, blended into yeah. one, like, that's massive. True. I don't true. Even... I can't... Like, sometimes I'm like, how... Is it already, like, almost the middle of November? I don't know. It feels like it. Then I was just, like, last 2 weeks ago with Mikey, maybe. Yeah, was it last week? I don't even remember. So I'm trying to remember the story of my friend who... But I mean...
there's so many other stories.
Just help me remember also. But yeah, I mean, actually, this episode that we just released 2 days ago, Tuesday, it just kind of naturally flowed. So Mikey and I usually record once a week or twice a week. And that day I was having really like a tough time and I had been going through some things emotionally. I've been dealing with a lot of stuff. Actually, it has been during this time of stillness that it's the only time that I actually was even able to start really listening to myself again, trying to kind of figure things out. And I was noticing patterns that I hadn't noticed before because I was always just like rushing from one place to another, doing all these things and just trying to like, I didn't even know, distract myself from things that were actually like right in front of my face, you know. So recording that episode was for me really... It was so special because I had never been that open or vulnerable and like in such a public way. You know, I mean, like you could speak to your friends, you could speak to your family, but actually as we were recording, I was like in my head, I was like, oh my God, I'm saying all these things and we're going to be putting this out in an episode. Yeah. And I even told Mikey after, I was like, Mikey, I can't believe I said all of that, you know? And like, I was actually like crying. I mean, you could hear it actually, if you listen to it. But I don't feel like shame. I don't feel scared to share it because I feel like people actually they want to express all of these things but maybe they don't have the avenues to do it. And like going through all of these things, if there's a way that I can really like if there's a way that we can help other people tap into these parts of ourselves just to see look deeper into ourselves and to kind of recognize things and like open our eyes a little more, I feel like that would be the greatest gift that we can share with the world, mm-hmm. you know? And like, I feel so blessed, really, so lucky. So I guess that's the thing about like doing all these hard things. There's always something good that comes out of it, you know? And there's a way to elevate your experience of life, even through the hardship. If you see that all these things are a way for us to grow and to learn and to really just evolve, and we're really just here on earth to experience as much as we can and to evolve and to, you know, grow. And it's exciting. It's really exciting. But sometimes it's really like, it's so hard.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, when you're in the middle of it,
like, damn,
but that's the beauty of the human experience, right? It's all about polarities. It wouldn't be what it is without, you mean, joy wouldn't be what it is without sadness, you know? And that's what makes it what it is.
I just wish polarity wasn't ever weaponized.
Yeah, I know.
That's, yeah.
But I mean, at least we're trying to do something with it and to try to.
That's the good part now. Parang ang dami ng people are shifting their mindsets. They're open to the possibility, unlike before where it would just be, I don't have time for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, look at the.
Or they just stuck to a certain way of approaching everything, you know.
Yeah,
exactly.
I mean, you guys all saw the news yesterday, right? The legalization of psilocybin.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, of like all decriminalization of all DC. Drugs. I mean, come on, that's pretty big, you
that
know?
Is, yeah, that's
I mean, that's not just
big.
That isn't even about the drug, that's about consciousness. Né? That they're really
and
acknowledging that.
And taxes.
Yeah, of course. But I mean, you know, but the economics and the. Basically,
it finally fits. At least it fits.
Yeah. I mean, we need it. We need the economics of it. But at the same time, they recognize that this thing could help people, you know?
Most definitely.
It's worked for Portugal, right?
Exactly.
No, it really is. I mean, I love what they're doing at Johns Hopkins, and they're trying to do clinically, like, how do you call that? Like, clinically supervised psychedelic journeys, because there's so many wonderful uses to it if you just use it with the right intentions and the right guidance, right? So everything from like MDMA
yeah, you can
MDMA. MDMA also a drug.
That would be a trip
Dude, imagine that.
Man, I don't know if I'd want to take that drug though.
I don't know.
I think that would be wow.
MDMA, and LSD and all of that. There's this book you guys might appreciate. It's called Good Chemistry. I forgot the name of the author, but she talks about how each of these psychedelics refer to a certain like dimension. Let's say marijuana is more for the self. And then MDMA is more for like a couple kind of relationship. LSD is more like, I love everyone, I love the universe kind of thing, you know? So it's an evolution also. These are all tools. They're just tools.
And I remember like reading this, it was on a podcast of like Joe Rogan, and then he was talking to like this anthropologist, how like, well, no, I'm not going to edit this out. Snap, we're leaving this.
Yeah.
Basically, he linked, there was evidence that showed like in the Catholic Church in ancient times that the wine that they would drink, you know, like the communion was spiked with, laced with psychedelics. You know, that's why they got into these heightened states, you know, these ecstatic states.
Ecstatic trance I mean, where you're flowing well with.
So then when they say body of Christ, they probably saw a body, you know
body,
what I mean? Like, they were tripping out, man. Like
reality distortion field. So again, people believe something, the more people that believe that, the easier that reality can manifest.
Yeah.
So let's all try to manifest the reality that's sustainable. Space exploration, teleportation.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Energy.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean,
we're on the way, man. We're already happening. It's already happening.
Exactly. I mean, it's all a matter. I mean, we can.
It's a matter of time. Yeah.
We can time travel right now. It's just a matter of like tuning into that. You know, that's what I've.
We time travel all the time, Mikey and I.
We do.
Same here. With some help sometimes. With with some medicine, you know, like some plant medicine. But hey, man, like it's really. I'm happy that you guys shared this because I really feel like this is such a refreshing perspective, you know, especially in these challenging times. And it's all that there. It's really a perspective shift. And once you see the beauty of it, you can really make the most of this time. Because this time may never happen again in our lifetime, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it won't go back to the same way, but it will normalize too. And we'll look back at it as something. It's up to you. Do you want to look at it as like a tragedy or something beautiful, right?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
It's truly a beautiful opportunity. Like we just, I mean, also, I mean, for those of us who are lucky enough to have this, be able to see it as an opportunity, you know, but it's really, I'm really grateful to be able to have this time and space to work on the things that I want to work on, to tune into myself and to not have those, not be like tempted to escape from it. Because this is truly life, you know. It's not about looking for something in the future or looking somewhere else external, because it's here. This is it.
Yeah.
No, exactly. It's really that. I mean, when you stripped away from external stimulation and, you know, like all these dopamine-induced experiences that we had before, like 8 months ago, and now we're at home, and like I find myself like, you know, it's sometimes you get pleasure in painting or a conversation or sometimes just sleeping in, but like it's so simple, and these are all luxuries if you think about it, you know, but we never really valued it that much.
Truly.
Now
maybe
it's so
we aren't. I think also it's because people were prioritizing other things, that actually sleeping in maybe isn't a luxury. It's just sleep, you know, and as humans, we need it, right?
But
we were valuing other things over it, and we never got to really take the time for ourselves and really say like, oh my God, I actually need more sleep. And like everyone is like, I'm busy. I don't have time. I can't sleep. Da, 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 right?
Everybody chasing really, that cheese.
Yeah, exactly. And then you think like, how much cheese do you even need?
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
It's true.
I mean, I love the fromage, but like, really.
We can live without it, clearly. You know, it's been like almost eight months of it. So you can really be happy with so little. And it's really just, I hope that people realize that, you know, that it's not about that constant chasing. It's about just existing, being, accepting this, what's in front of you and expressing yourself, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, as beautiful as it is to recognize that within ourselves, for me, it's been so beautiful to see it in the people that I connect with, my friends and my family, and to see those shifts happening in any increment, you know, it's so beautiful to see them, see the value of what life really is, of what is really valuable to them.
Exactly.
And to have those authentic connections. I don't think my connections with people have been as authentic as right now, you know, like what you guys said, it's all about those deep connections. It's cutting off the small talk and going straight into what is important, right? And it's so great. I love these real connections.
Same.
It's gotten really like, you really get to the core of it. And that's, it's so beautiful because we would never have reached this point without the situation going on, you know. And I also like, some of my friendships have gotten so much stronger, and I have friends like, I never knew this about you, or like, we're really learning about like who we are, and it's so, so nice. It's really the best thing. Wonderful stuff.
And we're all riding that same wave, which is the best part about it.
Yeah, it's so cool. It's like an equalizer, this whole COVID thing. Like, we're all on the same boat everywhere in the world.
Party wave!
Party wave. So it's really nice. I mean, other than, for sure, I mean, we can get deep into a conversation, like, with us four. But with even friends who you never thought you could have certain conversations with them.
Yeah.
And it gets deeper and, you know, they open up, it becomes more vulnerable. It's like, wow, you know, I feel your growth and I feel that within myself.
I see you, you know. Mm-hmm. I have friends who are like, I'm so happy that we've gotten so much closer over the past few months. And like, you really feel that, and it becomes like real, you know, because a lot of friendships also before were kind of like, surface, you know, but like now it's getting to the really to the meat of it, and it's just amazing.
Yeah,
especially family for me. I mean,
yes.
Oh my god, like I'd snap.
That's a big one. That's the biggest one.
That's yeah.
That's but, a whole other.
Grab it. Grab it. Like really, teacher moments.
Biggest teacher.
Man. Super.
But I mean, like, for me, that's like the hardest place to start, because that's where everything's deeply rooted, you know. You get triggered easily.
It's a deep rabbit hole.
Deep.
Yeah.
And you can't really cut ties from them, because they're always going to be blood.
Yeah.
So you're forced to face it head on, especially when I was like in lockdown with my brothers. And man, I mean, you know, we're all close enough, but I didn't know how like close we could get.
Yeah.
Through adversity, through
you guys just like butting heads and stuff.
Yeah. Really, like, oh my god, like, but it's.
How long did you guys live together?
7 months.
Wow.
7 months, and I've never lived with them as adults. It's different when you're kids. Like,
yeah,
that was a really, really like eye-opening experience. A bit traumatic, but the trauma is rooted in love, because you're trying to connect, you're trying to understand each other, and you know, it's sometimes sad that you realize that you're very, very different. But that's where the love evolves, that you respect each other more because of your differences, and not just because of the similarities and you being brothers. And
siblings,
I think it's really like, I always see them as human beings, you know, as very, very different human beings. And I think that's, you know, very, very grateful. I think this would have happened like maybe in my 50s, like, these kinds of like encounters and conversations, because but since time kind totally bent, like, you're just, it's sped up everything. It's crazy.
That's
crazy.
True. That's true. Oh my god, yeah.
It's like that thing in Mario Kart when you like, you drive over that thing and then it goes like, phew!
Yep.
Time warp.
Exactly.
It's like, is the student ready for the teacher? How does that line go?
When the
student is ready.
Ready, the teacher will come.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess we're all ready.
We're all ready.
Ooh, but yeah, family has been the biggest teacher. And for me, even if you feel like you're not able to create a deep connection with them, it's all also about understanding each other.
It's that empathy, compassion.
Yeah.
It's really understanding. Oh my god, yeah.
Intindihin mo na lang.
Right snap.
Yes.
Yeah.
And also just seeing them as human beings, you know, because we always like see them as like, I don't know, parents or like brothers, sisters, whatever. But we never think about like, let's say even our parents, like all the things that they've gone through in their lives, even growing up, we don't know like what it's like to be them, you know?
Yeah.
So it's actually so fascinating.
It really is.
Yeah.
Like, they're only moving through.
Kaya accept, diba? Tanggap na talaga.
yeah, there's nothing else to do.
It's been interesting to see it in a different way, you know, that these people are just people and they're navigating the world just in the way that they were taught or in the way that they
or
understand
how they
it.
Know, yeah.
And it's also interesting, I think, like, how they're also learning from us, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're actually parenting each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like, we're getting schooled, they're getting schooled, you know, it's such a, you know, like, I got close to my mom. We drifted, then we got, went to this rough patch during the pandemic, but I felt like that rough patch was so necessary for us to kind of break
yeah.
through these, I guess, these rifts, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's pretty amazing. It's pretty amazing.
It is. It's magic.
You gotta break through to break through.
You gotta break through to break through.
Exactly.
That. It's really that.
If you don't make glass stuff,
right now.
If you don't make stuff, there is no stuff.
Yeah.
Yep. And it's like, even if you
profound.
Don't, even if you're so careful, you're tiptoeing, the floor's gonna fucking crack too.
It's,
and you're gonna
yeah.
fall and you're gonna have, you're gonna
later,
learn,
yeah.
you know, it's just,
yeah.
it's not up to you. It's just, you just gotta go with it. It's really that.
Yeah. And I mean, we've always had these tools of, you know, to be able to escape these issues. Because they're the hardest.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're the hardest to deal with. But now we're like, you know, it's right in front of us. We can't go around it. Just have to go through it.
Exactly. Exactly. But
it's rewarding.
It's super rewarding. Super rewarding.
Yeah.
Diba?
Yeah.
But guys, thanks so much for, you know, this amazing conversation. This is exactly what I needed today. So refreshing.
Same here.
Thank you. Thanks,
yeah.
guys.
Thanks so much.
So
thanks
great.
So much.
Thanks, really, for holding this. Yeah.
For sure. For sure.
You should come on our
sure.
show, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we'd love to.
We'd love to.
I said it, like, in the very first, like, when you released your very first episode. I was so happy that you guys did it because I love that people are just opening up this space for conversation and
yeah.
conversations that are so important to have and to just, you know, help each other elevate and grow and nourish. And, you know, we're just all here for each other and we're just showing it in this way.
Exactly. No, it's super.
Yeah.
I think people need to realize that now is the time to be vulnerable. Now is the time to open up. Like, no more,
yeah.
like, beating around the bush. Let's just, you
yeah.
know, life is short. Life is short.
It's,
I mean,
yeah.
now it's super heightened that, you know, you could go anytime. So make the most
yeah.
of it, diba? Make the
yeah.
most of it talaga.
For sure.
And life is now.
Use the tools
life
together.
Is now. It is.
Now.
Let's use the tools together.
So thank you, Nikki. Thank you, Snap. Thank you, Cher.
Thank
for being
you.
Here.
Thank you
thank
guys.
You.
Great
thank you, Snap.
So
thank
fun.
You, Nikki. Thank you,
thank
Mikey.
You. Good vibes.
So great.
Yeah.
Love and life.
Thank you for inspiring people. You know, you inspired us. Really.
Yeah,
you,
really.
You guys inspired us.
I love this
exchange.
Endless loop of inspiration.
Yeah. We just stroke each other's souls.
Well, in the astral plane, we all decided that the conversation would be like this anyway.
Yeah, we
yeah,
did.
Exactly.
Exactly.
That's true. And it came to fruition.
Exactly.
Thank
yeah,
you for
here we are.
Thank you.